Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, David Cameron lobbied Lloyds Banking Group to reverse a decision to cut ties with the ailing Greensill Capital, appealing to a board member whom he had ennobled while Prime Minister. According to people familiar with the matter, Cameron lobbied Lloyds in January when he contacted Lord James Lupton, a director of the bank who had previously been a Conservative Party treasurer, in a successful attempt to persuade the bank to continue doing business with Greensill. Next, London's stock market has attracted its first special purpose acquisition company since the government overhauled rules in an attempt to compete with Wall Street as a destination for much-hyped blank check companies. Hambro Perks, the venture capital firm, will seek to raise up to £150 million for an acquisition vehicle through listing in London. The SPAC will then be used to merge with a fast-growing private European tech business within 15 months, Hambro Perks said on Tuesday. It is targeting a £2 billion deal, including debt. And now, Apple is suing NSO Group Technologies, the Israeli military-grade spyware manufacturer that created surveillance software used to target the mobile phones of journalists, political dissidents and human rights activists, to block it from using its products. The iPhone maker's lawsuit, filed on Tuesday in federal court in California, alleged that NSO, the largest known Israeli cyber warfare company, had spied on and targeted Apple users. It is seeking damages, as well as an order stopping NSO from using any Apple software, device or services. And finally, the UK has entered a third phase of excess deaths during the pandemic, with more people dying than expected and the figure not readily explained by coronavirus. In the week ending November 12, 2047 more deaths were registered than during the same period between 2015 to 2019, but COVID-19 was mentioned on death certificates for only 1,197 people. The new phase of excess deaths raises the possibility that since the summer, more people have been losing their lives as a result of strains on the NHS or lack of early diagnosis of serious illness, although the interpretation of the figures is contested. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday. Or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.